This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Wetz. I have a feeling that discouragement's the biggest problem that people have. I know it's affected me and many others I know. It just seems to come from nowhere. It's a universal issue that seems to affect millions of people. It can be a devastating issue that more or less stops you in your tracks. It can make life miserable. Rick Warren, the best-selling author, he says, when an artist creates a sculpture, he has to keep chipping away. He doesn't hit the chisel with the hammer once and suddenly all the excess stone falls away and reveals a beautiful masterpiece. No, he keeps hitting it and hitting it, chipping away at the stone. And we may have asked ourselves questions like, why is my life like this? Why do I feel so awful or bad? Why is that everybody else around me seems to be happy except me? And what's the point of going on? Now, they are very deeply personal questions. They can lead to illness, loneliness, worst of all, suicide. There does seem, from what I can see, three levels of discouragement. The first level is mild discouragement, you know, when your emotions are affected. And the second level is stronger discouragement, where not only your emotions are affected, but your spirit deep inside you. And people like your friends or your wife, your husband or your co-workers notice. They say, there's something wrong with you. What, you're not yourself. And the third level is what we could call disabling discouragement. That's the worst kind. And this discouragement makes it impossible for the discouraged person to handle the normal responsibilities of day-to-day life. They try to escape by sleeping, dulling the pain by drinking too much alcohol or using drugs or substance abuse and that kind of thing. Let me tell you the true story of a man who had just retired. He was sitting on the porch of his home down in Kentucky. His social security check was delivered. He went to the mailbox to get the check. And he thought to himself, is this all my life's going to be from now on since I've retired? Just sitting here on the porch waiting for my next social security check to arrive. He was pretty discouraged. So he took out a pad and began to write down the gifts and the blessings and all the talents that he had going for him, everything that was good about things he'd got. He listed them, even the small things. For example, he knew he was the only person in the world who knew his mother's recipe for fried chicken, and she used 11 different herbs and spices. So he went down to the local restaurant and he asked if he could get a job cooking their chicken. Yes, and very soon the chicken became the most popular item on the menu, and he opened his own restaurant in Kentucky. He opened a string of restaurants. He sold the Kentucky Fried Chicken franchise for millions of dollars, and he became their public representative until he died. And of course, you know who it was. It was Colonel Harlan Sanders, founder of KFC. What a remarkable success story. But when he retired, he was very discouraged. He didn't know what he was going to do with himself. The Bible actually tells stories of people like you and me who face discouragement. And tomorrow, if you're with me, I want to take this again further. And remember, it is God who says, I will never leave you. I won't forget you. And you can trust God to help you in times of discouragement, because it was Jesus who said, do not let yourselves be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. So if you feel a sense of unhappiness and unease, don't let that discouragement affect you. It is a problem, but God is able through his word to speak to us. Dear Lord, sometimes it is difficult to get on with people. I don't live on an island. I share life with family, friends and strangers, and yet there are times when I am discouraged. Help me to be tolerant, be willing to accept that others are different to me, and may I have that trust in you that is so important. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.